Welcome to Quietly Confident Introverts, the podcast that empowers introverted women leaders and entrepreneurs to overcome self-doubt and build confidence to thrive. Together, we'll explore your unique strengths, help you create a presence in the marketplace, and build profitable, impactful businesses. It's time for introverted women to rise, and it starts right here. Let's dive in.
Hello, and welcome to Quietly Confident Introvert, the show that empowers introverted women in business and leadership to build their confidence and achieve their ambitions. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. And today we'll be talking about introverts versus extroverts, why it matters, and how to use the information about the differences that we have. We all have differences, and we know that a world that is full of different people, different flavors, is a very rich world indeed. Some people want you to believe that you should favor one type of person to the other, but we are here to share something different. The other thing is, before I really jump into the topic, I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for sharing. I want to thank you for following, because you have helped us to be able to rank in the charts. So in the UK in February, we ranked, the Quietly Confident Introvert ranked 33 in entrepreneurship. And then in March, in the UK, we ranked 140 in self-improvement, but then 180 in Australia in entrepreneurship. Isn't that great? And what it shows is that you're gaining value from this. You're listening to it. It's making a difference. If you have any questions and you want me to talk about a certain topic, please feel free to contact me. Please feel free to leave a comment, and I will be willing to talk about those topics. I also want to remind you that, you know, it's not just only me and my voice. Starting from this month, April, I'll be bringing in some guests. So my plan is perhaps we'll have some interviews with some guests, and latest by May, you begin to hear other people come on board, because I want you to be able to get lots of value and develop as a woman who is, although introverted, is stepping out to live her fullest life. So like I said, today's topic is all about introverts versus extroverts and why this difference matters and how you can use the difference to actually make a difference in your own life, so to speak. Understanding those differences helps you to lead your own life and actually influence others effectively. As a courageous leader, transformation really starts with you, right? And starts from within. Whether you're introverted or extroverted, all transformation starts from within us, which kind of gives introverts a bit of an advantage, isn't it? Because we're really internally focused. So for that reason, there'll be that advantage of working from within. Nevertheless, whether you're introverted or extroverted, you need to be working from the inside out. You need to treat yourself as the person who needs to transform first before you can have the power and the right and the capability to transform other people's lives. So, and also, that transformation that you're looking for is to allow you to really align to who you are, whether introvert or extrovert, so that you can live a life of success and fulfillment on your own terms. Otherwise, you'll be dancing to the tune of other people and feeling really disempowered to live a fulfilling life. So that's what I want to encourage you. This month, the key word that I am leaning into is freedom. And if you're following me on all the social media handles, especially on LinkedIn, you'll notice that I'll be talking a lot about freedom and sharing about freedom and how you can really enhance your strengths. So let's talk about this introversion versus extroversion. I've lost count, really, of the number of people who say, I don't want to be labeled. And I say, really? It's not so much that people are labeling you, but do you understand who you are? And so it matters that you have a name, for example, because if someone says, you, hey, you, somebody over there, calls you without giving you a name, then you kind of like, you won't actually until they say, hey, you, patience. And then you look back. One of the things we do, some of you might not know, I'm of an African origin, is in Africa, people give you names that have significance, you know, significance to the time of your birth, maybe significance to a hope and dream about you in life. So, and significance to maybe how your parents feel. I use that principle when my son was born. I felt like, even though I didn't want to be a parent very early in my journey of marriage, because I married in my mid-20s, I really wanted to just spend some time having fun before having kids. But when my son came around, I realized that I really needed this little being in my life. And so it was so much easier for me to look at him and go, Nathan, which means in Hebrew, gift. So when you think about labels, our names are kind of labels for us, depending on if you own it. People say to me, oh, your name is Patience. Are you patient? And I tell them, no, but I'm learning to be patient. Yeah. And it reminds me every time that I need to be patient. Not everybody can use their name in that way, but I do. But the other thing I want to talk about when it comes to labels and people really saying, I don't want to be labeled. Now, if you think about it, if you go to the store and there are no labels on the tins, how would you know what to pick? How would you know what you're looking for? Also, when you pick the label, if you bring it home and on a tin it says store in a dry place, but you put it under the sun or you put it in a wet place, guess how long it might last? It won't last that very long. It will expire. So when you think about it from a personality point of view and how we're internally wired, we have certain needs. Knowing that you're introverted means that you understand that you can get overstimulated and you are more internal focused. Your world is internal. And so you want to get away from external stimulation and find a way to hear yourself think, basically. Get back into yourself, gain that energy, build that, what they call hormones that help you to feel energized. Otherwise, you place yourself, the analogy of the tin, you place yourself when you're supposed to be in a quiet place, you place yourself in a noisy place. You definitely come back almost expired, so to speak. Most of us expire. We run out of energy. I do. That's the way I describe it. I just feel like the switch goes off and I'm done. So I just wanted to, you know, that's so important. And, you know, my clients have benefited from, I created a program called Harness Your Strengths for Business Success. And my clients have told me that the greatest benefit they get from it is that I have designed it specifically for introverts. And we talk a lot about introversion and all the ways that we can harness the introvert strengths, but all the ways that things that challenges that introverts face can sabotage. And then we put in place for each individual in that program what they need to succeed and thrive. Because just because we're introverts doesn't mean that we're the same. So, and I will explain that as we go along. So generally, labels are useful for you to know, how are you going to work yourself? How are you going to make yourself effective? Personal effectiveness relies on knowing your labels, but also in the workplace. I'm sure you've heard of manage your manager, yeah? So I found that in the workplace, once I found out my needs to be able to perform more effectively, I started to request those things. I started to ask for those things to be part of the support that I needed to thrive. Or I started to be unapologetic about the boundaries I needed to put in place to survive. So knowing yourself, labeling yourself before another person labels you or before another person decides to abuse you and not recognize that you're not coping can be a useful thing. So the way I want to talk about this is to put in place like three differences between introverts and extroverts. And then I'm going to talk about the way that you can use this information for yourself, really. So the first one is focus. And I've already mentioned it from the beginning. Introverts focus on in the internal world and extroverts focus on the external world. Because as an introvert, what you want is to be able to hear yourself think. You're thinking a lot. You're internal. You're feeling a lot. Most introverts are feelers, yeah? And they're also thinkers, yeah? So the thinking and the feeling. And you also have feeling and thinking extroverts as well, interestingly. So you have to recognize, am I a feeler? Am I a thinker? That's useful. And you can feel into things if you're a feeler, or you can know that you have to process things and think through things. The difference is that when an extrovert is speaking, they think through their thoughts as they speak. They are speaking and thinking through it, speaking and thinking through it. That's why you find that in many scenarios, they will dominate a conversation to get all the things they want said. And as a result of that, introverts would be relegated to the background. And many times, if introverts have not prepared before coming to the conversation, they are listening, they are taking it in, and they're trying to process it. By the time they have processed and ready to speak, the conversation is over, right? So capturing your thoughts or finding ways to use that. The focus is internal for introverts and it's external for extroverts, hence the introvert, extrovert, yeah? But one of the things to remember is that people measure the level of extraversion, you know, that's the level of outgoingness that you have. So whether or not you are internally focused or externally focused, you need to learn to be outgoing in a sense to connect with people. If you're in business or if you're in a leadership position, this is very important because otherwise, how do you influence people if you cannot connect with them? So that's so important. Communication is part of the reason why you need to understand the way that you are focused, you know, because introverts can be just content with actually ruminating their thoughts in there, not sharing it with anybody. If you're a leader, that is so detrimental because people are not psychic. I always tell my clients, especially when it comes to relationship, people are not psychic. They can't read your mind. And if you don't communicate your needs, if you don't communicate what you're thinking about, there is no way that people will address it. So if you're an extrovert, for example, and you're leading introverts, please make sure that you encourage and support them, you know, to get out there and speak more. Because then they are taking the focus from their thoughts and sharing them with others, and they can be very valuable. So that's one difference. The first difference is that introverts are inward focused, extroverts are outward focused. The second difference that is significant and important is energy. Introverts get their energy by stepping away from stimulus and recharging in solitude, and use the hormone that we call acetylcholine, yeah? They need to bring out that hormone we call acetylcholine to be able to function. They crave solitude. I have said before that once the battery goes off or the battery is dimming down slowly, I am no longer functional. And by the time it's off, I am totally out of it. I am blank. And now that I think about it, this actress that did One Day on Netflix, she talks about the fact that she sleeps with her eyes open. And many people laughed and thought it was weird. I did that as a child. Yeah. And now I think about it. Maybe I used to use it as a coping mechanism. I went to boarding school. So what happened in boarding school was like the seniors that were above us, it was a military boarding school. So it was very tough. It was very hard. I have to say, I got bullied, bitten, and all sorts of things. We won't go into that. That would be another story for another day. But the seniors will call you and they will put you around them to start telling you things. And I went to secondary school at a very young age, 9 years old. I turned 10 when I was in my first year in secondary school. So I was very young, unlike people who go to school now at 11. I went at 9 because I skipped primary school. I skipped a year in primary school as well. You know, so basically, they would call us round and be talking to us. And what I did was my eyes would be open, but I'll be sleeping because that was my way. I was shutting down. It was a lot of information. Now that I look at it, that was my own introvert way of saying my brain's had enough. I need to switch off. The stimulus is too much. I need to switch off. So I learned, and I grew up in a household that had a lot of people, and I needed to find ways to get away from people. My own immediate family alone, we were 10, without bringing in relatives and everybody else. So I was drowning in a lot of stimulus many times, and I learned to be like a fish that slept with their eyes open. That's an interesting one. So basically, staying away from stimulus, energy, running out of energy, more solitude is enabling. The more solitude, the more time taken to recharge is very enabling for an introvert. Whereas extroverts get their energy from engaging with others and stimulating activities, more of it is exhilarating. And extroverts tend to crave dopamine. And dopamine is like the energetic, happy, shouty. We all need both, but it's which one does one personality need more than the other? So introverts need more acetylcholine, extroverts need more dopamine. And to be honest, we all need stimulation. If you think about it, only dead things don't need stimulation. If you're alive, you need to be stimulated. Stimulation helps you grow. It helps your brain function. It helps your muscle. It helps your heart. When you think about if your heart is stimulated, pumps more blood. If your heart is stimulated by the feeling of love, you have all the warm feelings in your life, you know. So we all need stimulation to survive. It is part of human survival. But what it is you have to know your capacity to absorb stimulus and how that can affect you. Because guess what? Introverts, when we are overstimulated, the nervous system begins to react and you can fall ill. You can fall ill. And an illness that can take a long time for you to actually disappear to be able to recharge again. So that's the second difference. The first difference is focus, the way we're focused. And the second is the way we generate energy, you know, the way energy works for us. Then the third is the brain functions. Introverts tend to use the brain part that focuses on long-term memory, and it's called the hippocampus, yeah? Not going into a lot of neuroscience, but basically long-term memory. And according to, you know, the book by Susan Cain, she talks about the fact that how long information takes to travel through the brain. And that's why introverts are thinking, they're deep in their thoughts. They say we're deep thinkers. And that's because we focus on long-term memory. Our brain focuses on long-term memory and the wiring it takes to get information out. Yeah. And then we have extroverts, on the other hand, focus on short-term memory and use the part of the brain that is called the temporal lobe. And this is why they can talk before they think, because it's short-term, is there, quick, quick, quick. And sometimes people actually relate this to intelligence, sadly. So in a classroom, an introvert will begin to already feel that they're not intelligent because they're not coming up with the answers. They're not putting up their hands first. And the extrovert is already there. It's short-term memory. They're bringing out the answers very quickly. So they get teacher's pets very quickly, isn't it? We've seen those kind of people. That is why introverts, you know, they need to think before they talk, and extroverts can talk and think at the same time. Knowing how your brain is wired is so important. So how do you use all this information in your day-to-day survival, in your day-to-day activities to make a difference? Because whether you're introvert or extrovert, what matters most is how does it impact your life? How can you be effective? And like I said, this month is a month where I'm talking about freedom. Last month, I talked about essence. And for me, essence is bringing your fragrance, your energy, your personality into the world. Then freedom is feeling capable, feeling courageous to express who you are without feeling judged, without feeling held back. So if that's you, then how do you use all this information? I'm an introvert, I'm an extrovert, and I'm existing in a world that we want to create equality. We want to create inclusion. We want to have diversity, because guess what? The greatest team dynamics exist when people can find harmony between personalities, between strengths, between races, between communication styles. it can create such beautiful harmony, and you will find that people will easily be able to develop as leaders around you. And if you're surrounded by leaders, guess what? You need to only empower and encourage. If you're surrounded by followers, you need to be doing a lot of the heavy lifting and a lot of the work. Maybe that's important for you. So the first way that you need to use this information is to recognize, is to first of all understand what percentage of introvert are you or extrovert. So it helps to know whether you are highly introverted, highly sensitive, or you are ambivert, or if you are highly extroverted. It helps to know those things. For me, I did a personality test, and you can check in the notes. You will find the link, and it's a free personality test. It's a Myers-Briggs personality test, and it helps you to understand, most importantly, the percentage. That's what the percentage of introversion. When I did, when I spoke at a business expo 3 weeks ago, I met somebody at my stand, and he said, "Oh, you work with introverts?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do." And he said, "Oh, yeah, I'm introverted too." And he said, "What's your introvert level?" Fortunately for me, with the work that I do, I know. I said, "Oh, I'm 60%. Sometimes I can go into my introversion a lot and be 70%, but you know, I'm 60% introvert right now and 40% extrovert." Now, if you combine that information with environment and what I do, it's understandable that more and more I'm leaning more into being an ambivert, which means balancing out my personality. But he then said, "I'm 85% introverted." And so for him, he talked about how that shows up in the world and how extreme it is. And again, prior to that, I went to another event, which is marketing training, and there was a guy there, and he said, "I am extremely introverted." And you could see it. He couldn't really relate with people. I talked to him a lot. We related well, because introvert to introvert. But I also knew that he wasn't deliberately refusing to engage. He was just very, very introverted. But he also knew that he was struggling with whether people were judging him about his introversion and all of that stuff. So the first thing is, how do you use this information? Get an understanding of the percentage, yeah? Because when you know who you are at your core, we operate from our core. And the way I describe core is to think about it like an apple. At the core of an apple is the seed that really generates more apples. So if you're going to be better at living your fullest life, you need to know what your core is. So like I said, check the link and it's there. But that also leads me to the second reason, or the second way that you can use it, is to help yourself be more effective. So we talked about labels and why they are important, and expiry is the same thing. You cannot be effective as an introvert if you're put in a very extremely extroverted environment. Putting introverts in an extroverted environment and situations would lead to performance issues, whether that is you trying to create a business online, that you take all the marketing stuff that extroverts do very well and try to do it, you will not be effective. You will have a lot of performance issues. Or it might take you longer and you just accept that, okay, I am going to give myself longer time to adapt to this, and because we can all adapt, we can. So you can adapt. But being aware that if you put an introvert in a very extremely extroverted environment, they're likely to have performance issues. If you put an extrovert in a very introverted environment, they're likely to have performance issues. And what then happens is there's a lot of distress. There's a lot of anxiety. If you're an introvert in an extroverted environment, you're constantly anxious because you're having to do things that are not your authentic self. So if you're a leader, whether introvert or extrovert, recognizing the diverse people in your team and how you can create space for them, you know, if since extroverts think and talk, they will dominate during speaking. So what do you need to do? You know, you help them to also think about ways that they can settle down and formulate their thoughts before they come, rather than think and talk. And that is kind of creating equality, isn't it? But then you give more time to the introverts to be able to speak, and also encourage the introverts to communicate their thoughts, find a way of capturing their thoughts so that if they come to a meeting, they can be quicker. How do you use this information is helping with your personal effectiveness. The last way that I think is courageously doing things differently. So by knowing that you're introverted, you might have to find the courage to create a refreshing way of seeing, a new perspective for people to see things. That means stepping into your leadership capability, isn't it? So as an introvert, you might need to bring a new flavor. Think about, you know, doing things differently, helping people see a different side. And as a result of that, you know, you become a valuable contributor to creating harmony wherever you go. As I listened to someone who talked about the fact that as a leader, you are a change agent. So any environment you find yourself where the balance is tipped one way or the other, if you're introverted and the environment is so introverted, know that there is an imbalance there. How are you going to bring in some light? Like I always say, if the sun doesn't shine, we lose extroversion, right? If the moon doesn't shine, we lose introversion. So the moon is the introverted romantic side, and the sun is the extroverted, showy-offy, shiny side. We need both sides to survive in the world. And as somebody who wants to bring harmony, who is a change agent, what you need to be doing is creating that harmony by balancing things out. So basically, the way I want to say it as a leader, I always refer back to the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Steve Covey. And he says to practice the art of the win-win approach in life or in business, in work. If you do that, guess what? Around you, someone is always winning. Around you, someone is always winning. And that is a rich, beautiful world that we want to create. So I hope that you found this valuable. The first thing to remember is that, what are these differences? There are differences in the way we focus. Introverts focus internal and extroverts focus external. In the way we generate energy, number 2, which means that introverts generate energy from solitude and from less stimulation. And they are enabled by the hormone called acetylcholine. And then the extroverts generate energy from gaining external stimulus, and they are enabled by the hormone dopamine. Then the third one is the brain function. Introverts tend to rely on long-term memory, which comes from using more of the hippocampus, yeah? And then the extroverts tend to rely more on short-term memory, and they tap into their temporal lobe. So that's in terms of the differences. Then how can you use this information? Just to recap, you use the information to help yourself understand that we're a hybrid. And how do you balance out? Understand what percentage of introvert are you or versus extroversion. The second is understand what is required to be personally effective, either in work or in business, and put in place the support system for yourself or ask for that support so that you can be more effective and not have performance issues and anxiety. And then the third is that you courageously do things differently. You might have to step out, be a courageous leader, and educate people about the difference that you bring, the flavor that you bring in the world. So as usual, on this podcast, I always leave you with some nice, beautiful quotes to think about things. I've got 2 this time around. The first one says, believe in oneself and knowing who you are. That's the foundation of everything great. And it's by Jay-Z. Guess what? The popular poet Jay-Z. Yeah. Believe in oneself and knowing who you are. That's the foundation for everything great. The second one is, knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself is wisdom. And this by Lao Tzu. I'm pronouncing it, you know, it's a Chinese, Lao Sa. Yeah. So that's knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself is wisdom. So thank you for listening. And make sure that you connect with me. You share this with others who will find it valuable. Until next time, own your strengths and trust your journey. And let your inner introverted leader shine. Take care. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Quietly Confident Introverts. If you found today's discussion valuable, please subscribe, rate, review, and share the podcast with others. You can also connect with me, Patience Ogunbono, at The Visionary Introverted Woman. Until next time, stay confidently introverted.